at home, the lifeless deep, still across a nation's darkness, move to wake our souls from sleep, move to stare, to draw.
A new cleanse. Shout it loud, hallelujah.
I'd like you to raise up your two hands and sing this song loud and clear as you enter into this very important Bible study. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of. Let me hear the sister sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. So, let's hear the brothers singing it loud and clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God. Sing blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Oh, everybody together, let's sing it loud and clear. Blessed. Hallelujah. Worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands with one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Right there where you are tonight, I want you to prepare your heart. As you raise up your right hand and say this prayer loud and clear, declare this louder than anyone around you. Say, I shall trample upon every serpent and scorpion a sign against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. I shall trample upon the serpent and scorpions a sign against my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. I will praise your holy name for your people you have specially brought together here. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, tonight, lay your hands upon us. Open our understanding. By the time we leave this gathering, let men and women know that we have encountered the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Is there anybody here who wants to live an extraordinary life? Let me hear you shouting amen. Extraordinary life. A life outside the ordinary. And so what you want to study here is attitude for extraordinary living. And our memory verse is in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13. Let's all read it loud and clear. Let's go. And now you tell me. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be believed. If that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of Jesus. Let's look at the introduction. Attitude.
Yeah.
Attitude is defined as a manner of acting that shows one inward thoughts and feelings. Attitude also means your outlook. Your disposition. Your mental state. Your mindset. Your attitude, more than your aptitude, determines your altitude in life. Success in life is not dependent on what happens to you, but on what you make out of it. Not where you are, but who you are. Not what you do, but how you do it. What a person perceives as a stepping stone, or what a person regards as a dismal failure, another person regards it as a definite challenge. They say the fire that melts the wax or the candle. They say hardens the egg. What makes you or breaks you is not outside of you, but inside of you. Attitude.
Yeah.
There has never been anything that can be so, so powerful as a person's attitude. And there has never been anything that can be as devastating as your attitude. No matter how intelligent you are, how brilliant you are, if your attitude is bad, you will get into trouble. No matter how hard working you are, how intelligent you are, how smart you are, if you are working in a place of work and your attitude is bad, your boss will prefer somebody who is less talented than yourself. Those with good attitude
They find opportunity in every difficulty. For those with bad attitude, they find difficulty in every opportunity. Anything you give them to do, they won't know how to sit down and resolve it. They always look for trouble. And such people create problems for everybody. I pray the Lord will sanitize our attitude. When some people are passing through tough times, they are passing through obstacles, they're facing with a positive attitude. But others that are passing through the same thing, they fall flat because of negative outlook. Your attitude will either attract success or push success away from
you.
This is the part of what we are studying. This is for you to be able to understand that your attitude is a choice.
Lara edita bin se ayewo eko yi ni pe iya re ogbodo mo pe ohun ti eyan le yan ni.
Happiness is a choice.
Inu didun eyan lo ma yan fura re.
You can decide to be happy no matter what's going on around you.
Ohun yo wu to le ma sele layika re, o le pinu pe ninu re o, inu temi yo ma dun ni.
And you may decide that the environment will condition your happiness. It's your decision.
Akoso ewe o se se fun eniyan lati pinu pe ohun to sele layika ohun.
We are all individually responsible for what we do with our lives. So our attitude towards life determines how good we are going to live our life. Our future looks bright when our attitude is right, and it makes our future more enjoyable too. Listen to me well tonight. More than any other factor, the condition of your attitude will determine your relationship with other people. It will determine whether you can turn a problem into a blessing. It determines whether you can become a victim of defeat or a student of success. Any small problem, sometimes people fall apart. When the Lord started the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry, many preachers, they climbed their pulpits and preached outrightly against us. They criticized the prayers we're praying. They said we're praying wrong prayers. So we're asking people to die. They did all kinds of things. But we just focused and went on with what we're doing. And it's very, very interesting. Where I live now, there are almost 7 churches scattered around. On Friday, most of them old night vigils. The one here is calling prayer point. Mountain of Fire Prayers. You know, the Anglican church down the line that is holding IBG is calling prayer points. As the Redeemed Christian Church of God said around the line, that one is calling the prayer points too. And all of them. And I used to enjoy hearing it all over the place. But when we started, it wasn't like that. And you know, it's not easy to be a lone ranger. It's not easy to sing solo.
Kororun lati ma korin adako.
Since you have to hide inside the choir and be singing.
O Lorun lati darapo mo awon egbe akorin keyan si sapa mo lati won be ko ma korin.
Determines your success.
Ki ato ba ko si nkan ni yo pinu aseyori re.
When they shouted blind Bartimaeus down, shut up.
Nigba ti won kiwe mo Bartimaeus aboju palu mo.
If it's somebody with a negative attitude.
O ba je enikan to je iya to nko si nko dara ni.
With that attitude, it would die a blind man.
Pelu ru yabe yo ku la foju.
When the mother of Samuel,
nigba ti iya Samueli,
Hannah,
Arabin Anna,
went to the temple to pray.
O lo sinu temple lati gbadura.
She was praying seriously.
O n gbadura kikan kikan.
But the priest saw her.
Alufa siri.
And say, woman,
se pe wo obirin yi.
For how long are you going to be drunken?
O ti yo abi o ti muti pe to.
Take away your wine from you.
Mu wine ra ku lodo re.
If she was a person with a negative attitude.
O ba je eru eni ti ato nko si nkan o dara ni.
Say,
you
old foolish man.
Wo baba gba ode yi.
And you call yourself a pastor.
O ti pe ra re loluso agutan.
Can't you see?
O riran ni.
Sebi they say you people see vision. Can't you see that I'm praying?
Sebe leyin ara bi ite ma riran. Iwo ori padura ni mo ngba ni.
If she had displayed that attitude.
Wo ba fi ru ihabe han.
The prayer that Eli prayed for her would not have come out.
Adura ti Eli gba fun.
I said, no, my Lord.
Say,
I'm a woman sorely troubled.
So
I'm praying to have a son. And the man said, be it to you according to your words. And it was so. So our attitude has a lot to do in what happens to our lives. Attitude can make the difference between success and failure. I've been born again for many years now. What I've found. Many people are not far from a life of joy and success. Just a few adjustments in their life will make their life come loud and clear into the school of success. But many are not ready to do that adjustment. They prefer to point accusing fingers. You did this, you did that, you did this, you did that, you did that.
Ìgbọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ òṣetán láti ṣe àwọn àtúnṣe yìí. Ó tẹ wọn lọ́rùn láti máa dá ẹ̀bi fún àwọn ẹlòmíràn. Ìwọ ló ṣe lé, ìwọ ló fa tọ̀hún, ìwọ ló ṣe ti bí, ìwọ ló ṣe tọ̀hún.
So your attitude is much more important than you realize.
Nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀, ìyà tó ń kọ sí nǹkan, ó ṣe pàtàkì ju bó ti kà sí lọ.
It is the most important thing about you.
Òun lohun tó ṣe pàtàkì jùlọ nípa rẹ.
Your attitude is more important than your education.
Ìyà tó ń kọ sí nǹkan ó ṣe pàtàkì ju ẹ̀kọ́ tó kà lọ.
It's more important than your past.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì ju ọjọ́ àná rẹ.
It's more important than your beauty or handsomeness.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì ju ẹwà rẹ lọ.
It's more important than your money.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì ju owó tó o ní lọ.
Your attitude is more important than the skills you have.
Ìyà tó ń kọ sí nǹkan ó ṣe pàtàkì ju ọgbọ́n tó o ní nídìí àwọn tó ń ṣe lọ.
This is a very serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó le ni ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
And this is why we're starting with this kind of study.
Ìdí nìyẹn tá a fi bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ yìí.
Attitude.
Ìhà.
Attitude.
Ìhà.
What some people will see and it will make them stronger.
Ohun tẹ́lòmíràn a rí tí yóò fi dalágbára.
So some people will say they will break down and scatter completely.
Lẹ́lòmíràn yóò rí yóò wo palẹ̀ yóò sì fọ́ pẹ́tẹ́pẹ́tẹ́.
Break down and scatter completely.
Yóò wo palẹ̀ yóò sì fọ́ pẹ́tẹ́pẹ́tẹ́.
I pray that the Lord.
Mo gbàdúrà pé Olúwa.
Of hosts.
Àwọn ọmọ ogun.
Will help us.
Yóò ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
To understand.
Láti mòye.
How to move in the right attitude.
Bí a ṣe lè máa rìn nínú ìyà tó tọ́.
That will bring us success.
Tí yóò mú àṣeyọrí dé bá wa.
Look at your outline again.
Ẹwẹ́ ìwé ti ń bẹ lọ́wọ́ yín.
Hard facts about attitude.
Àwọn òtítọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìhà.
So there is one difference amongst human beings.
Ìyàtọ̀ kan ló ń bẹ láàárín àwọn ènìyàn.
That always make a big difference.
Sì máa ń sábà mú ìyípadà ńlá wá.
That little difference is attitude.
Ìyàtọ̀ kékeré ọ̀hún ni ìhà.
The big difference is whether your attitude is positive or negative.
Ìyàtọ̀ ńlá ibẹ̀ ni bóyá ìyàtọ̀ nǹkan sí nǹkan rere ni tàbí ìyà búburú.
And the hard fact number one.
that
your actions and attitudes reflect who you
really are. That
fact number two.
Says
that life itself is a battle of attitudes.
Your attitude
can make or break you.
It can make you friends or make you enemies.
It can make you happy or make you miserable.
It
can make you a success or a failure. Your attitude.
It
can cause all this for you. These are things you should note. Three, there is power in attitude. It will determine how far you go. Four, your attitude is the reveals the real you. Reveals the real you. Your attitude is more important than facts. Circumstances. What others say.
Your
past.
Your
education.
Your
money.
Your
attitude is more important.
Six.
Your attitude represents your disposition.
And
seven. The reason you have a bad attitude. Is because you have a bad attitude inside of you. If you see anyone who says, I'm always thinking evil, I'm always thinking evil, the simple answer is that the person is evil. If your attitude is bad, it starts from the inside. Number eight, your attitude determines the success and failure of every relationship in your life. It is not good for somebody not to be able to get along with anybody. You live with this one, you fight the person. Live with that one, you fight the person. Live with that one, you fight the person. And when some want to fight, they lose every sense of shame. A pastor friend of mine said he was going on ministerial visit. As he was passing at the front of the house, he found one of his church members fighting another person. He had thought that on seeing pastor, the woman would stop fighting. But the fight continued in spite of the presence of the pastor. My friend answered, he stood there and said, sister so-and-so. Why are you fighting here? The woman turned to the pastor and said, sir, this is not church. This is our street. When you get to church, you can talk, but here it's our street. Attitude. Can't get on with people.
Nine.
Your attitude is always your choice.
You choose your attitude.
Sometimes, you know, if somebody has a radio,
you
are trying to get a station. Sometimes just a little twist is all you need. And you get the station loud and clear.
Oh, if you twist
it too fast,
but
may go past where you want. And then you have to come back again. That fine tuning, that little thing, you need to change. It's our attitude. They have very low survival spirit.
Anything they
just give up.
So
quickly.
And
they get tired of everything so
quickly. They have
no staying
power.
Some people, anytime there's a problem, they start drinking.
Some will be quarreling
with everybody.
Some will be
shouting on everybody in the
house. Some people, immediately
they have problem, you can see it written all over their face that there's a problem.
Some will
lock themselves up, they will refuse to come out.
And do you
know that there are marriages where the husband and wife, they are living in the same house for 3 weeks, they don't talk. 3 weeks.
And they're
sleeping on the same bed.
The
man climbs the bed, he faces one corner, the woman climbs the bed, he faces another
corner.
When they wake up, the husband will do his quiet time differently, the woman will do his quiet time differently, they cook their food differently, and they go to
work. It's a
question of attitude.
And
there are some people, they feel that in life, the way to settle anything is just aggression, is just to fight it
out. And this
is very, very sad.
We had
a Mountain of Fire church
somewhere. And a
pastor's wife, he felt that the pastor was befriending one girl in the church.
And
she came to the service and waited for the sermon to start.
She
rushed to the front,
carried
the bell they used to stop
prayer,
smash it on the husband's head in the full glee of the congregation, smash it on the pulpit.
They
look for the girl
around,
give the girl serious beating.
That
was how everybody went home that
day,
and everybody just went
away. And
that was the end of Mountain of Fire in that town.
But because
by next Sunday nobody came to church
again, the
church where pastor's wife is using bell to hit the head of the pastor and break pulpit. So we had to relaunch back into that city.
And
this is a question of attitude.
Oro iha tanso na ni.
Attitude.
Iha.
People come to Mountain of Fire.
Awon eni a ma wa solo ke na ati se yanu.
Don't know that the power of God has no respect for where you sit. If the power of God wants to start a prayer, you could decide to go to the back.
You
could decide to go to one of the outside area, or the turn by the canal, or the turn by the breakthrough clinic. It may not start where you are sitting. Some people display the kind of attitude that is so bad. And that does not help at all. I pray once again that the Lord will sanitize our attitude so that we can become the kind of people God wants us to become. Peter was not a perfect person. But there was one good thing about Peter.
He
was a broken man. A broken man.
And
that attitude of brokenness in Peter,
he
made him to be the head of the
apostles. He
was a broken man.
And he woke up.
Anytime he made mistakes, and they pointed out his mistakes,
he
breaks down and cries.
Say,
Peter, I tell you,
say,
Simon,
Simoni.
So before the cock crows, you deny me three times.
Kia akuko toko o temile meta.
No way.
Ah,
the whole world denies me, not me.
Simo ba yeba ti esel emi ole esel.
By the time he denied Jesus, the Bible says he went out and cried bitterly. He was a broken man. No wonder, anywhere you, if you read the Acts of Apostles, all those verses where the Holy Ghost fell upon people, Peter was there.
God
was able to use him. Many of us are too proud for God to use. Many of us were too madam for God to use us. We need to be demadamed.
Some
are too arrogant for the power of God to come into their lives. And that is the attitude God does not want. What are the attitudes that can make you win in the battle of life? What are the attitudes for extraordinary living? The first one there in that paper is your affirmation. You must affirm that I desire to succeed. I have the ability to succeed. I can make it. I can find a job. I have the ability in me that can do what I'm supposed to do. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ,
which
strengthened me. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? Can I hear you roaring it like thunder? Immediately you begin to say, I cannot do it. I can't do it. Then problem comes. Because you are saying you cannot. You cannot. The second winning attitude is that you must believe. You must believe that you can make it. Three. The third attitude is commitment. What you are doing, do it with commitment. The Bible says, whatsoever you have found to do, do it with all thy might. Are you singing? Sing it with commitment. You play an instrument, play with commitment. You are in prayer warrior, be committed. Anything you are doing, commit yourself to it. The fourth thing is you must dare to try. Learn to take holy risks. You sit down, you don't try anything, nothing will happen. The white man says nothing ventured, nothing gained. Don't try anything, nothing will happen. The white man also says you never know what you can do until you try. When David appeared as a small boy at that war front, he was willing to try.
Oh, Satan, lati gbiyanju.
And he tried.
O si gbiyanju.
And he succeeded.
O si se aseyori.
But if he never picked up the stones,
mo bo ba je pe ko sa awon okuta won yen.
He never even tried to throw it at Goliath.
Ti o ti gbiyanju lati le mo Goliath.
He never would have known.
Ko ni mo.
That the power of God can pick that stone.
Pe agbara Olorun le ki okuta na mo le.
And guide it like a guided missile.
Ko si tokun re gege bi ado oloro ta n sa tokun re.
Look at the only space Goliath had. And send it through it.
Must
try. Don't give up like that in a hurry.
Ma sorry, ti ba yen na.
Next point is you must educate yourself.
Don't
take shortcut like some people are taking. Some try to avoid hard years of study. They don't want to do serious study. They just want to get everything at a plate of gold. That's why you find plenty of people in the campus who want you just want to sleep with lecturers to pass, they don't want to read. And when they come out, you wonder whether they have even finished from secondary school, let alone university. You wonder, say, ah, did these people go to school at all? This is why you must educate yourself.
Properly.
Next point is that you must find your talent.
What
God has deposited into you to make you great. Bring it up to the surface. Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that is in you. Stir it up.
Paul wivu Timothy upe ruwe buton beninu resoke.
Stir it up.
Rusoke.
Unto every life, God has planted something to make them great. The next one is you must give it all you have. The people who really succeed are people who give extra effort and push beyond what people think they can do. You push. Not spoiling yourself. Not pampering yourself. Push. That's another attitude you need to have. Hope. Another winning attitude.
That is,
you don't give up. You never quit. You just begin, you rely on that hope. Next point. You must have an inspired imagination. You imagine that which the Lord wants you to be. You begin to imagine you arriving at the top, you having peace, you having prosperity.
And
the next attitude is to knock out depression. Discouragement, depression, knock them out of your life. Push them out of your spirit, man. And the last attitude there is that you have to decide that you must succeed. These are winning attitudes. And no matter how prayerful you are, if your attitude is bad, you will not be able to get your way forward. We move on. The greatest enemy of ultimate success is fear. Over a period of time, beloved, 7 basic fears have been identified. And these 7 fears have negative impact on our attitude in life.
Let's quickly
look at these 7 fears. 1. The fear of criticism. Some people are afraid that they will be criticized. Because you are afraid that what you are doing may be wrong and somebody will criticize it. Therefore, you do nothing.
Because
The only person who will not be criticized is the person who did nothing. They will criticize you, then you take the criticism, look at it. If they are right, correct yourself. If they are wrong, forget it. The second fear is the fear of loss of liberty.
If I
become too serious now, I don't know where it will land me. Don't know where it will land me. And it's very sad. One major thing that makes me unhappy is the role some of the parents who come to this church are playing on the life of the youth. When their children were not going to church, they were writing prayer requests to Gio. Gio, please pray. This child is not going to church. This child is not praying. Now those children are going to the youth church. They are becoming serious. They are removing their lipstick, removing their attachment and throwing it away. The same parent who will say, hey, they're not going to church. Hey, please pray. You are becoming too serious. Why is your hearing? Where is your attachment? Where is your paint? The same parent. Very terrible attitude. Fear of loss of liberty. Three. The fear of poverty.
Fear of poverty.
Makes people to become criminals. Make other people to be looking for what they should not be looking for. Make some people to start stealing. The fear of poverty. The fourth is the fear of death. The fifth is the fear of loss of love. The sixth is the fear of ill health and physical pain. And the seventh is the fear of old age. And this is a major fear that many people have. And it affects their attitude. I pray once again that the Lord will sanitize our attitude in the name of Jesus. Now, in concluding this teaching, how do we develop the ultimate success attitude? How do you develop that positive attitude all the days of your life? Number one is to get to know God personally and intimately through the scriptures. When you say you know a person, knowledge of a person has different levels. And this is where some of us get it all wrong. When you say you know a person, the knowledge has levels. Because, for example now, many will say they know the head of state. Whereas we don't really know him. Not knowing God is a major cause of many problems. Many claim, I know the head of state now. I know the head of state, and some of us are saying we have only seen his picture. That is one knowledge of one level of knowledge. Just seeing the picture. Many of you now, if you see the picture of the Pope in the newspaper, you say, this is the Pope, but this is just a picture you know. But there's some people who are a bit closer than that. They have seen him physically. They didn't talk to him, but they have seen him physically.
So
that's another level of knowledge. Then there are some
who
have met and spoken to him. Those ones are closer still. Then there are some people who are members of his cabinet in government. Those are still closer. Then there are some who are his friends. Those ones are closer too. Then you have his closest friends. Those are closer still. Then he has relatives. Those are closer than the one who's just seen the picture on the newspaper. Then his children, his wife and his children. His children are close to him too. But then he has a wife. That wife is closest to him. You can see the different level of knowledge. So this is how it is. When you say, I know God, I know God. Man of God, the breeze is just blowing past your head. You don't know him at all. You need an intimate knowledge of God for you to have a good attitude. Some people have to pray for 3 hours before God can talk to them in a dream. He shows you how far you are. Some people will abandon their room. Take Molu or whatever and run to the mountain. To go and meet God who is everywhere on the mountain. God who refuses to talk to you in your bedroom, you go to look for him in the mountain. He shows you how close you are to him. Some, when they have dreams, until the prophet sits down and begins to interpret that dream, is then they know that what it means. Your own level of closeness. There are some people, they don't have dreams, they have visions. Vision, they see visions. And in the school of visions, there are many kinds of vision. Some close their eyes as they are praying. They will see. They are visionaries too. Some open their eyes like this. They're not closing it. All of a sudden, they don't see anybody again. They begin to see the vision of heaven. Those are some people like that. There are some people, when they begin to prophesy, they are vibrating and shaking. Everywhere will be shaking. Everywhere will be shaking. And there are some people, they fold their 2 legs. And they begin to prophesy. But there are some other people, they talk to God as friends. Like Moses. Like Ananias. This is a serious matter. We need to get intimate with God. Some, God will come and show them their wives to be in a dream or in a vision. God will give them names, description, everything. You must know God intimately. To know God intimately, there are 2 other things you must do. You must love him. You must obey him. You must love him. You must obey him. Love him. You obey him. When love breaks down, it is communication that will first disappear. Those who love God, they love talking to him. They are prayer addicts. It's like two lovers. They talk on the phone. Say, my credit has finished. Let me buy another one. They like talking.
You
be a prayer addict. Then you obey him. Listen, beloved. The Bible is a book of commandment, not suggestions. The Bible does not offer advices and suggestions. The Bible does not offer opinions. The Bible commands us. When you know God, when you love God, when you love him, God's hands will be upon you. And it will color everything that you do. That's the first key towards a positive attitude. Know God.
You
say, move nigh to me, and I will move nigh to you. So, but if you go away from me, I will go farther away from you. So if you are the kind, you will commit sin. Father, I'm sorry, forgive me. Second day, the same sin again. Father, forgive me. Third time, the same sin again. Father, forgive me. Heavens will transfer your name to the book of the unserious. And they won't take you seriously again. Get to know God personally. Two, you must nurse a burning desire to attain your goal. Burning desire. A rugged determination to succeed. Three, you must keep a close association with people who inspire good things in your life. Keep destiny promoting companions. Any friend that does not inspire holiness in your life, drop them.
Or you to bani.
Any friend that any time you visit the friend, you go deeper and deeper into sin, drop it. Anybody that says he wants to marry you, and any time the person sees you, all he wants is to pet, to kiss, to romance, no Bible, no prayer. You are marrying a serpent already.
Move
with people who will move your destiny forward. The Bible says, he who moves with the wise shall
no
fool destroyed. Four, obey the biblical injunction for living.
Say,
for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Be a Bible addict. Live your life by the Bible. Five, I have a profound recognition of mankind's continual utilization of individuals' privileges. And this privilege given to you, make sure you use it well. Don't be an opportunity failure. And six, be patient. Change the attitude of impatience. Some people are always in a hurry. So restless. No patience at all. And it's a serious problem. And last but not the least, you must rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. In conclusion, a positive attitude is the ability to remain optimistic in uncertain times.
It's
ability to see challenges as opportunities.
It's
ability to see setbacks as temporary inconvenience.
It's
ability to welcome changes.
It's
ability to have a posture that is not upset by surprises.
It is
therefore important
to have a
positive attitude always.
Once
that attitude is negative,
it's a
serious problem.
We
were in the plane one
day. I was in
that plane too.
And the
plane ran into serious turbulence.
The plane
was shaking up and down.
The body
of the plane was vibrating.
There
was one man at the back.
He said,
"Bastard!
Omale.
Who is he calling a bastard?"
The
pilot. I see the pilot is the one that created the storms and the wind that has
blew him. Anytime
the plane shakes, say, "Bastard!
Bastard! There
was another fellow at the front.
When the
plane started a little bit,
he said,
"Can I have another bottle of beer,
please?" Unbeliever.
Drinking beer. Eventually, the turbulence
ceased.
And the plane landed.
The
man shouting bastard at the back.
Say,
"You this one."
The
plane.
Balu.
It's baby funny. You are drinking alcohol.
You
want to see that
man
sitting
down
there?
This
plane will land.
That's
why he was drinking his alcohol.
And he could
not be bothered.
You can
see the attitude.
Every major toto.
One man was almost dying at the back.
He got very cool.
Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. My father,
Baba, me
inspire my life.
Missy, aye, me.
For the next level. The Bible said the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. My Father,
Baba,
inspire my life for the next level. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to ask for the inspiration. Bastards. Inspire my life for the next level. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, bitter water. Flow out of my life.
In the name of Jesus, bitter water, flow out of my life. Bitter water, flow out of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Blood of
Jesus,
sanitize my attitude. In the name of Jesus, we are
going to declare.